Mr. Chairman, it's often been stated and by the Federal Reserve that the increased flexibility of the American economy will likely facilitate an adjustment without significant consequences. You know better than I of the huge current account deficit we're projected to face by the end of the year. I figure I get is $780 billion, which would need about $3 billion daily to finance. And, and at the same time, our economy appears increasingly dependent on cheap credit to fund consumer spending. And there are certain segments of our housing sector that have bubble-like appearances. And my question really is, shouldn't we do more than just let the, quote, free market take care of it? By definition, market flexibility were correct. By definition. The trouble is that there are very significant adverse consequences for a lot of Americans when that happens. People dislocated in jobs, jobs run out of work. There are just some who can adapt to market flexibility a lot more easily than can others. And so don't you really think that we need stronger policy options to minimize the adverse consequences of free market flexibility, which by definition will correct some of this?
Well, just, Senator, let me just preface my remarks by suggesting that what we are confronted with is the consequences of an extraordinary change in globalization in recent years, which has augmented trade and current account balances throughout the world. At the same time, that process has created an increasing rate of growth in economic activity virtually worldwide and has redounded very specifically to the benefit of the United States economy. We are looking at the extension of what has went on in this economy, our economy, when we moved from local markets to national markets. What we're observing now, and it's very specifically in the last decade or so, is the emergence of national economies, the trade in national economies, which had been restricted to national economies, spilling over sovereign borders, and in the process creating a much broader global market system, the statistics of which will begin to show very significant increases in the dispersion of current account balances and trade balances, which it is, in the same way that had we in the United States been measuring trade imbalances amongst the 50 states, we would have found a very large increase in the dispersion of trade surplus and trade deficit within the United States, so that this is a process merely which reflects a broadening of globalization, which is, in my judgment, and I presume the economists of almost all economists, something of this, some significant positive force for world economic growth and prosperity.
But if I might, Mr. Chairman, again, because our time is so limited here.
I was going to get to your question.
Okay, thank you. Well, we have to hope now because there's so little time here.
I was just about to get to that. In the process, you create a very significant amount of winners and losers. And the basic problem that we confront is, given that the advantages are so much greater than the deficits, how do we take care of those who are on the wrong side of this process? And I do emphasize that what our international trade policy should be focusing on is finding how we put resources, basically much of the resources that we gain from globalization, to assist those who are on the wrong side of the adjustment, to retrain, come back, and if necessary, to at least get means of redress which recognizes that there are very significant problems in any competitive, any advance in economic activity. Indeed, you cannot have an advance in economic activity unless you have obsolescent industries, cash flow, move into finance, cutting edge types of capital investments which we are engaged in the United States. It would be nice if it were different, but the world only gives us the choice of stagnation or advance, and if we choose advance, it occurs only in the context of moving capital from older industries to newer industries with the consequences that that clearly has. It's that process problem which I think we should direct our efforts to adjust.
Well, you're very good. It is in my time. Mr. Chairman, you've been around. Mr. Chairman, the slight problem is this, though, that I don't see a plan. I don't see a plan in the United States. I think, frankly, too much of a burden is on your shoulders. Too many people in this country think, well, the Fed will take care of it. It's all monetary policy. That the administration, the Congress, because we're in a free market era, don't have to do anything. And apparently, I think that philosophy is controlling too much in this country. Our country is great because of free markets. It is the strongest country in the world because of the free market system in our country. But at the same time, there are huge dislocations. And increasingly, fewer and fewer people are able to adapt to those dislocations. And you yourself said that we need some kind of a readjustment plan of some kind in this country in education. I don't see one. I don't see one. I don't see the administration proposing any plan that addresses that. And I don't see the Congress coming up with anything significant that addresses that. And I also do believe, and to give you a chance to respond, if you think this country should or should not spend comparative more time on legislative policy and fiscal policy and to take some of the burden away from the Federal Reserve, which is trying to correct for some of this with monetary policy.
I think the critical problem, as you point out, Senator, is the issue of education. The problem, as I've emphasized, and I don't want to go over it in detail right at the moment, but where the real adjustment process is going to be required, where the retraining and the like rests in the problems that are associated with our inability to move our children sufficiently through primary and secondary education into college and beyond to create an adequate level of skilled workers to staff the ever-increasing
context. Do you see that in this country? Do you see the United States sufficiently addressing that?
I do not.
I don't either. I think that's a huge problem.
If we do not, whatever else we do is not going to be helpful.
I agree with you. Thank you
very much. If we do, nothing else will be necessary.
Thank you very much. Thank you.